You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, watch this year's NFL draft with the Cleveland Browns at the official draft night party presented by Bud Light at the Cleveland Public Auditorium on Thursday, April 30th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Don't miss the live draft action, food, drink specials, player autographs, alumni appearances, and more. Free, but limited tickets are available beginning Thursday, April 9th at 11 a.m. on ClevelandBrowns.com. Matt Wilhelm, the Kid, Dave DiNatale, wrapping up this Easter slash Passover edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dino, let's grab that quick call, and then we'll close our dialogue with some uniform talk.
All right, Johnny B. is in Pittsburgh. Johnny B., welcome to Cleveland
Johnny
Browns
B.,
Daily.
Johnny B., in enemy territory. Guys. What's up, man?
Hey, guys, I want to give a shout-out, and God bless, happy Easter to all the Vietnam
Thank you.
Veterans. And I'd like to say that, yeah, I agree with you about Manziel. And the simple fact is, like I said on the with Grossi the other day, that Bill Cowher, as I compare Mike Pettine, the same thing, he has gotten a season out of Tommy Maddox. And whether it's Manziel or Maddox, I mean, Manziel or Josh McCown, the quarterback situation is definitely better. And Danny Shelton, guys, we have to take Danny Shelton with the 12th, but I don't feel he'll be available. But if he is, you have to go that way. And it is looking not only great, but even in Pittsburgh, I was in the store the other day with my Kruger shirt on, and the clerk was looking at me, and clerk happened to be from Cleveland. And he came up to me and said, you know what, my father's still up there, and we are so happy now that the Browns not only have a coach, but we actually have a team and a direction. And like I said, we have to go with Shelton, and I feel an offensive lineman also, simply because that right side is a little bit questionable, but with Joe Thomas, Mac, and the leadership on there, the sky's the limit for a rookie, you know. So whether it's Clemens or the Collins, I just feel that we have to go that direction. And wide receiver will be available second or third round, but you guys are all right. Danny Shelton, if he's there, we have to go him.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I think the consensus is Danny Shelton. I know Mel Kiper has said he's dropped a little bit simply because he's a two-down guy. But I have no problem with that because the guy, as we've talked, you know, for the last month about this guy, 80 tackles, 8.5 sacks, 16.5 tackles for a loss, which means he lives in the offensive backfield. And that's exactly what we need on first and second down. Get him off the field, get our pass rushers in, let the dogs out, and sack a quarterback.
Get us to third down. If we have someone that gets us the third down in a passing situation with our DBs, with our new pass rush that I think with the addition of Starks and what we have and what we're going to draft, all of the goal of our defense should be is to get them in third and long, and then, as you say, let the dogs out.
So, that all being said, and I know I've kind of I've teased it all show long, Danny Shelton is the consensus that we want at 12, which means that Danny Shelton will be the guy shaking the hands, hopefully with Roger Goodell there in Chicago on April 30th in the first round of the NFL draft, and he will hold up the brand new edition of the Browns uniform. So I open this up for discussion here for a few minutes as we bring this show to a close and get on with our holiday weekend. What are your kid? What are your expectations of the Browns uniform?
My expectations are that the uniform is going to blow everything out of all expectations out of the water. I think it would be cool if the unveiling actually was at the draft and we didn't unveil it earlier, and it was unveiled when Roger Goodell hands the jersey to Danny Shelton or whoever else it may be. That being said, I've heard some rumors that these jerseys are out of control and that they're
Dante
great.
Whitner.
Yeah.
Nine combinations, sickest uniforms in the NFL, quote unquote, Dante Whitner.
Yeah. I mean, they better be. I mean, no offense to all the hype that we've put into them. You know, we need these jerseys.
That's
to
a
be
good
fantastic.
Call.
Go ahead, Dino. Yeah. What are your expectations for these uniforms?
I think they're going to be 21st century. I think they're going to really, you know, they'll try to reflect tradition, but I think in a new way. I mean, the fact that Dante Whitner is so geeked out about it, I'm excited to see them. You know, are they going to look like the Oregon uniforms in Cleveland? I don't know. You know, with different color permutations? I don't know.
That would be sweet.
I'd like to see it. But you know what the most important thing? Win in these new uniforms.
Absolutely. And again, you know what? My perspective as kid is I think unveiling them prior to the draft is great because if the NFL is doing it right and it has been such a well-kept secret, let's just hope they have boxes and boxes and boxes of these new uniforms slash new logo Nike shirts, jackets, coats, hats, all that stuff, so that in the 15 days between, or 16 days between the 14th is when they're unveiled, and the 30th, that we have Browns fans in Chicago rocking those new unis, hopefully cheering on the 12th and 19th pick overall.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I hadn't thought about it from that perspective. But
accumulate that apparel.
Yes. Get your gear.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate it. Kid, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Dino, thank you again for joining me for the second time in 1 week. We have to do this more often.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a great time.
You got it, guys. Well, thank you all of you for your dialogue all show long. Hopefully you have an amazing Easter slash Passover weekend. Enjoy your holiday. Be safe. I'm Matt Wilhelm, the Kid, Dave DiNatale, our great producer, Emmett Golden. Thank you so much for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.